like a their daily life here in Barcelona. And
for me it was interesting the way they solved the second issue out, which was in a very simple way, that it was the first day to put together like their agendas, their abilities, their needs also, also to question the fact that if they had to work during the weekends or not, since it was a short residency, so maybe, I mean, they decided not to work during the weekends, which I think that's something very unusual, because usually when you have a short time to do something, then you don't want to waste, between brackets, of course, time, and just work. So, and I think that was due to the fact that some people were living here in Barcelona already, and also that precisely these people, they both have kids and family to look after.
But also have an influence on the way people can be committed to there or not. And, but in this case, it was quite successful.
It worked very well, and it was applied to everybody, you know, like, okay, we are not working during the weekends, not like as an exception because you have kids or whatever.
So, maybe it's also interesting because I guess when you have local artists who are in the studio, of course, they have also often works or other practice next to it. So they use the studio in a very, I guess, flexible way. It's not that they're there from 9 o'clock until, I don't know. But it's a different way also to leave the space and to leave the community of artists that are sharing the studio, I guess.
That was like a common problem that we had when we made the exchange with the Napoli L'Asilo, in which, well, we first hosted the 3 artists from Naples for 15 days here, and then 3 artists from here went to Naples and made 15 days of residency in L'Asilo. And, well, on the first part here, except a very specific moment that we have had, like, settled beforehand to have meetings or have a specific activities, it's very difficult for the artists from here to participate to the residency because they had, like... and many other work commitments. Some studied, some had to present their masters, and some had to teach in a university or work for another exhibition. Or so it was very difficult to conciliate the two parts. And on the other hand, in Naples, it was like. All the way around that the artists that had come there worked all the time about some workshops that were realized with all the community but the artists that had come also had to return to their normal activities also because in the framework, in an economical framework in which we are, of precariousness in which we are, you cannot leave what you are doing in order to for more than 15 days, for example, for a month. It's already more difficult that you can leave all the other things that you do and dedicate only to a project full time.
I have the same experience also in our work session because it's only 1 week, but still, normally it's always a mix. It's always 50% international, 50% local. But the local, sometimes we are local who give the engagement and then they come today, and then one day they cannot be there and then that is understandable. It's also we're not paying a fee for them, so or not for all of them, so but on the other hand it's a bit painful because 1 week process is short and if you need to work in a group and produce at least an idea or a prototype, but then you're away half of the time, so sometimes it's also our mediation skills is also to see how we can involve the people even in the few time that they have, but maybe push here and there to that can contribute in a way or another, and or And we try also to be a bit more strict in the beginning to say, okay, if we come, it's for 1 week.
Yeah.
But we had work session in which we decided to divide. So we divided, there was one who was about the Techno Galactic Software Observatory, in which we decided to have, it was only 7 days, but we decided to have 2 days, 2 days and 2 days, to have 3 slots. Mm-hmm. And we just asked the artists, okay, you can participate to all of them, but if you want, you can also choose, I come only one. And they were really thematic slots. And in that sense, it worked, because people who were interested in that, they came only for that. And people who had more availability, I wanted to be there for the whole process, they were there for the whole. And actually, it was not a bad idea. I mean, it wasn't, but it was also the kind of thematic who allowed to do that, because it's not always possible. It depends what your discussion is about. But in that sense, it was very nice, because we could really offer all possibilities, and people felt free to come shortly or longer, or and made the group also bigger, because of course there was more possibilities.
Yes, to give different kind of accesses to the collective process, and decide also the degree to which they can participate.
And I was there was I tried to keep it to 2 more things and then we can stop because it gets long otherwise. There was something that I was while I was doing the report of my job shadow, I was thinking about this terminology of that is used by Donna Haraway, by other thinkers, about responsibility, but as response. Ability that I found very interesting in many collective situations or anyway in and I was thinking, because I think we talk also when we were discussing about the text about reciprocity, like the importance of making the artist responsible and able to also give something back in return to the organization. And I thought that was a very interesting and in that sense I also see a kind of responsibility, no, that be able to because that was a thing that you were a bit worried about, but let's say how to make the artist, not only the Tangar welcome the artist, but also that the artist leave a trace or something. I don't know.
Yeah, every artist are different, and then you have different possibilities, but at one basis for everybody. And okay, the importance is the call, the object type of the project, and the calendar, and blah, blah, blah. But maybe one need a lot of more. Maybe others don't need anything. But okay, you, I think it's it's my responsibility to to open the same doors. But okay, maybe one use it, another not. But no, and okay, it's I am a human. I am preferences. Yes, aesthetic preferences. And this sometimes it's difficult. And when arrive 10 new artists for long term residence, I have 2 or 3 or 4 that they work. It's more interesting for me. But it's really important to separately.
Your personal
Yes, and with the no possibility to detect this, no, because if not, you have problems. And and okay, the responsibility. I think it's a really nice idea, because I think it's not a business. It's not an exchange. Okay, if you are a good boy. No, I think it's more than deliberate behaviors, no? And for this, some artists need more and others don't need a lot. And you can decide on your focus this week, for example, no? But Sebastian, 1 week, it's... They don't, he don't talk a lot. Okay, finally I know. Okay, they took 5,000 photos this week. You know? Okay, they don't have any problem. They are concentrated. And but it's my responsibility to go to Sebastian. Everything is fine. And Kenneth, for example, at the same week, don't talk anything. And but I detect that it's not necessary to work because everything is fine.
Okay.
I don't know if it's experience, it's cross the eyes, no? And I think we have different tools for this, no? But one of them, I think, is experience, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and responsibility, but, I agree completely that, that you sense... whether they are more autonomous or if they need more of your presence, other prefer not to. That if I think about the word responsibility, it's also that in this relation that you open with the artist, you have to have the ability to understand and to read their response. Yeah. So it's always this thing about, okay, I'm giving you an input. Do you need this? What is your response? So it's the ability of managing this, like, interlocution, communication with them. And also it's something that you see over the time. You know, it's not something that you detect in one moment and then, okay, it's there for all the residency. Because also people change, have their personal processes. Maybe they can have, like, problems or... changes, and so it's the ability to be also to be responsible and ready to give it a response at all the time, not just I think it's like more development of a certain sensibility and the also the willing to give this sensibility to to your work, to put it in action.
Yes, and we're okay with our contract and which includes the laws and responsibilities and blah blah blah. But I think exists as steps, or different steps of responsibility that are really important. No, the first is the responsibility of your work, yourself, no, to be a part of the staff of Angar. And then the responsibility that the artists are one of our big columns, but not only this, they pay.
That's
and
true.
We our programs are with public money, but the artists pay the private money for big part of Angar.
Yeah,
and I think this is really important to
It makes you also more responsible.
Some of the artists do.
Yes, not all of them. But in my case, the short and long term, and also Marcia's international and institutional are normally paid.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to stop once